Oike, thanks very much for joining us here at the EPRA Sustainability Summit. Just tell us a little bit about the strategy there at Parif in terms of sustainability.
So after launching our ESG strategy, we started working on our reporting side. So we're focusing on the CRREM alignment of the buildings, green building certifications, and make sure that all our buildings in our portfolio will fit for future criteria. We don't only focus on the E, but we also have S and G in our emphasizes in our portfolio, such as tenant engagement or more air quality, green spaces. So these topics are also super important for us. So as you know, France today, it's one of the country is putting so much regulation on the sustainability topics, starting with the reporting. So one of them is the tertiary degree. Maybe you heard about it. It's launched 2020 and then come into force 2021. So today we have an obligation to report to state about our carbon emissions and energy consumption. So for that, we are collecting the data for our tenants and sharing with the state. And also our reportings are super important. We are working also for taxonomy. Taxonomy is super important in the European level. We try to align all our refurbishment and the assets for the sustainable taxonomy criteria. These are all the things we're doing today.
In terms of new build versus retrofitting, renovation, what's the situation there?
So France is, I can say for the regulations, of course they're insisting on retrofit more than building a new one. But as you can imagine, it's a big country who has a population is increasing, so they also have a part of new buildings. So there are specific criteria that you need to respect whenever you're having a building to go for a retrofit. Of course, they don't want to demolish a building and put a new one there, but it's the last choice the municipality is letting you do. So whenever you do a retrofit, there is a criteria in terms of energy reduction, in terms of carbon footprint, embodied carbon that you need to respect. We're not doing any development projects. Basically, we're more going for the retrofits whenever it's possible for us.
What does that mean in terms of the transition of those assets?
Today, our portfolio is quite mixed. We have offices, logistics, and the hotels. In future, we would like to go future fit, taxonomy aligned, net zero aligned assets. We know that it's not possible from today to align all these assets. It needs a huge transition in the industry. So we are looking for opportunities which are possibly also opportunity for us that we can make this building brown to green, or whatever is green, how we can make sure that it's really fitting the tenant criteria and all these regulations criteria.